Sam the Cat. A story about a brave Tom who rescues his Michelle from a magic forest and the goblins who live there. A feline adventure with a twist in the tail.
Long shadows point away from trees. The girl is still playing, sitting on her knees. The cat props up and looks. Meow, it says, thinking, it's time for dinner. Mom is a good cook. It's way too much fun to sit and play out here at the end of the day. But mother is calling.
Come in and eat!
Michelle sighs, huffs, and jumps to her feet. Sam's first in, jumps on the seat. Michelle sits down and pokes at her meat.
Why do we not play at the end of the day?
Because it's time for dinner and wash up and bed.
The food is eaten and Sam licks his plate. He always makes sure Mom knows it was great.
Now brush your teeth, clean up and bed.
Michelle huffs again at what Mom just said. The bed is comfy and warm is the room, but Michelle opens the window to look at the moon. Mom shouts,
close the window and turn out the light. You know what comes out of the forest at night.
Michelle shouts,
yes,
but ignores the request. The moon is too bright, a welcome guest.
Tonight we sleep under the stars, that's best.
While Sam turns around to find some rest. Michelle sits back and thinks of the tales of ghosts, witches and goblins with tails that come out at night and takes the child that leaves open windows and runs around wild.
Huffed,
she says to herself.
Huffed, it can't be. Just stories to scare poor Sam and me.
The moon starts to fade as clouds float by. The forest seems darker and she feels the urge to cry. A flicker of light comes from the trees. It gets colder and scarier without a breeze. One light becomes many and soon they are near. Lots of lanterns right by the rear. Michelle's now scared. The lanterns reveal it's goblins, probably here for a meal. She tries to shout and call her mom, but her mouth is frozen, her voice is gone, her limbs start moving. She tries to stop, but out of the window she climbs with a drop. She walks through the gauntlet of goblins and fire. She's scared but can't help walking towards the eerie choir. Sam looks puzzled. Where is she going? As she disappears in the forest. Sam isn't scared. He jumps out and follows. He's master and friend as she disappears in the shadows. He rushes as he pursues, but in the distance the fires dwindle. Soon he is lost. No sign of the swindle. He stops as he realizes he is scared and it's dark. Only an owl sits up high in the bark. Says the owl.
Are you lost, little cat?
Sam is confused. He understood that. I'm lost, said Sam. But what are we doing?
We are talking,
said Owl.
But where are you going?
To find Michelle. She has been taken. I miss her already. My heart is aching. Only humans can talk. How can we? I need to get used to things speaking to me. The owl replied.
Magic is this forest, and the animals too. We are clever, can speak, and we can use the loom.
I need to find Michelle. Can you help with the way? I want to bring her back before the new day.
I will help, but only to the edge of the lair. After that, you're alone with the goblins. That's fair.
Sam walks far. The owl hovers low, over the ground to where the goblins go. They get to a wall made of stones and bush. The owl says,
I go no further,
and flies off with a whoosh. Sam jumps up on the stone, and in the distance he sees the goblin's lair through the trees. There is a fire burning, and the smoke goes high as goblins dance and pray at the sky. He jumps off the rock and sneaks in closer. He sees lots of kids all asleep in the clover. There's Michelle, sleeping sound. He sneaks in softly, treading gently on the ground. He gets to Michelle and whispers in her ear, Wake up, Michelle. Wake up, my dear. She slowly wakes up and sees him worry. She has to be quiet, and they have to hurry. She stops and sees all the children still dreaming. She says to Sam,
"We have to wake the kids that are sleeping."
They sneak as they wake each child out of slumber, but each time they do, the light gets darker. Sam looks at the fire that's now burning less. The goblins, too, seem to be in stress. They look over to where the children are sleeping. They see some are awake, yawning and sneaking. Sam tries to warn, but can only meow. What happened to his speech? He thought he could speak to humans and animals, and a bird with a beak. "It's too late. The goblins are here. Rounding up kits he thought were clear." Michelle was caught too, and Sam hides behind a peak and watches them put the children back to sleep. He can't fight them all, and he has to run and hide. The goblins are now searching for him far and wide. Their fire is back burning brightly. The goblins are finally calming down and returning to their party. As Sam sits and ponders what is going on, why are the children sleeping, and where has his voice gone? He realizes it must be the magic that keeps the goblins alive and the children asleep. The dreams of the kids must be why, in the forest he can talk and the goblins can thrive. They steal the kids and make them sleep. Their dreams are magic and the forest comes alive. Behind him, he hears the bushes rumble. Through the trees, some animals stumble.
"There he is," they say. "The cat has woken. The children and nearly the magic was broken."
"I just want to save Michelle," says Sam to defend. "She is my owner and my friend."
"Go away, cat,"
say the animals in anger.
"Go back where you came from and let the children slumber. We don't want to be stupid. Not talk and no voice. The dreams give us life, thought and choice. Remember if she wakes and you are to blame. You too will forget your own name."
Sam walks away. He is very sad. Does he wake Michelle to a life he once had, where he can't talk or think clever things? Or should he let her sleep and enjoy what it brings? The night has been long and his eyes go dreary. He sneaks back to Michelle and looks around weary. He puts his head against hers and closes his eyes. He is tired and thinks, sleeping is wise. Maybe tomorrow the new day will bring better answers to the dilemma he's in. He thinks about the night that's just been. He sees the fire burning higher than he has ever seen. Soon he is sleeping to the sound of the crackle of fire and goblins who are having a cackle. His eyes are now shut and calm is he, as the dreams in his head start to appear. He dreams he is back home on the bed, with Michelle gently stroking his back and his head. The room is warm, the curtains are shut. The candle is nearly out, and there is a smell of apple and nut. He knows now he has to try and save her, that is clear. Tomorrow he will try again to rescue his dear. He might get caught or lose his voice, but rather that than Michelle with no choice. Tomorrow I will try again. Dawn comes quick, and the sun rises fast. Sam slowly wakes as the first ray comes past. He gets up, yawns, and stretches his paws. "Today I rescue my Michelle," he meows. "Meow?" he thinks. "That's just odd. I thought I could talk," he thinks with a nod. He quickly looks over, and Michelle, he can't see. She's gone. Where can she be? The children are still there, the goblins too. All are now sleeping in the morning dew. He turns to run home, but stops in his tracks. What about the children still lying on their backs? He jumps on them and caterwauls as loud as he can. He takes a stick and drums on a pan. The children slowly groan, and one by one they wake up. Confused, they rub their eyes and scratch their butt. The fire now dies quickly as the magic disappears, and in front of them a goblin appears. But as he gets closer, he starts to change into a rat with a hairy fringe. The other goblins too turn into pets of all sorts and sizes, as strange as it gets. The fire is now out and the forest is brightening. Sam runs home just as fast as lightning, over the stones and through the trees, past the animals and the owl at speed. He comes to the clearing at the back of the house. He jumps over the fence and scares a poor mouse, up into the window still open from last night, and there he sees Michelle. Everything is all right. She is still sleeping, as she always wakes late, as if nothing happened during the night to his mate. He jumps up beside her and purrs really loud. He pushes and kneads until she comes round. She wakes up, sees him, yawns and cuddles, not having a clue of last night's troubles. Michelle says,
"Good morning, Sam, my little big cat,"
as she gives him a big squeeze and a pat.
"How are you this morning? Did you have nice dreams?" "Why am I asking? You're a cat. Nothing keeps you awake, it seems."
Sam paused for a moment. He just heard what she said. What happened last night, she doesn't know. Maybe someday he will take her and show. But for now it's enough, and he just says, "Hello." Thank you.